What's going on, my friend? Tony Stephan here, back with another episode of the School of Success podcast. And, you know, I want to know, where have you been, my friend? You don't write, you don't call me, you don't text me, you don't Snapchat me. I don't even know if Snapchat's still a thing or if Instagram totally crushed them and took them over. But anyways, I'm just kidding. It's been I that has been a little MIA. We did not post an episode last weekend. I did not feel good about that. I'm not going to lie to you. I did not feel too excited about that, but was traveling. Definitely have had a lot of growth in my businesses and working to start to outsource some of these things, like, you know, having the podcast consistently uploaded once, probably even twice per week moving in the future. So I just want to first off apologize for missing a week, for not talking to you, to not, you know, coming to you and trying to add value into your life. It will not happen again. I'm doubling up on the efforts on my end to make sure that that never happens by bringing in some key people to enhance the user experience, enhance the value that you are receiving, enhance the content that you are receiving. So I'm so excited about that. I hope you forgive me. I hope you accept my apologies. Do you? Great. I see you nodding your head. So perfect. Let's continue. Okay. So today we are going to just do a solo episode. Just me, myself, and I, and I'm going to rapid fire on a topic that I posted in my mentorship Facebook community. So it's called the I Believe Mentorship on Facebook. It's a free community for nutrition coaches, for online personal trainers, for registered dietitians that want to grow their impact. And it's called I Believe because all growth begins with belief and belief in yourself. And that's what we're, that's what the premise of the group is about. So if you're not in that group, send me a request in there. I'd love to add you into our community. Positive people only, please. If you kick puppies and if you're chronically negative, I just can't have you in there. But if you're listening to this episode, you're probably not that. So we were talking about money mindset. And that's such, let's be transparent, that's such a taboo topic, especially for registered dietitians, right? Like we don't talk about money a whole lot. We don't, you know, we can sometimes feel like money is this esoteric, elusive, you know, thing that we just won't be able to obtain. And I'm speaking from firsthand knowledge there. For me, growing up, facing some adversity early on, I've talked about, you know, my story in depth on this podcast on other episodes, so I won't do that again. But, you know, my money mindset, for lack of better terms, was all sorts of messed up, right? I remember 14 years old, my father told me my mother was gone. We were a few months behind on our mortgage, and we were going to file Chapter 7 bankruptcy. And so from that very young age, to me, money always felt like it was elusive. Money always felt like it was scarce. Money always felt like it was not abundant. And it was reserved for an esoteric group of elite people in this world, doctors, lawyers, people who came from wealth. I grew up right outside of Detroit, Michigan, about 2 miles outside of Detroit, right? So it was a very blue collar town. People worked hard, but people worked 9-to-5 jobs, right? No one had Mercedes-Benz in their driveway. No one had, you know, vacation homes. It was a blue collar, work your face off kind of town, which I love. I'm so appreciative of that. But there weren't many examples of entrepreneurship or people reaching out and someone starting with nothing and literally going out and creating a bunch of impact and wealth for themselves. So to me, growing up in that environment, it was money in the bank was safety. Money, like stored money, was safety, was security. It was a feeling of that I would never have to, you know, worry about if we were going to lose our home again, never going to have to worry about if we could pay our mortgage again, never going to worry about, you know, if we could, you know, have money for like groceries and having a nice Christmas, all those things. Money was safety to me. So you can imagine I had a really jacked up money mindset, you know, becoming a registered dietitian, right? I had to invest about $45,000 in student loan debt. Literally, I couldn't even take out any more loans. My father had to take out loans. Like that was frustrating to me. Like here I was, my father just filed bankruptcy. And then, you know, he had to borrow about $10,000 on top of what I borrowed just so I could finish school. I'm now fortunate enough that I'm able to, you know, pay him back for that where I am today at 28. But at that time, that was very frustrating. So here I was, you know, newly out of college, about $45,000 in my name in student loan debt. My father had extra debt for getting me through school. And I knew I wanted to create my own business. So I'm telling you a bit of my story here, but I'm going to tie it back into the money mindset and what it means for you. I knew I had to invest in coaching and mentorship. I started off, I was doing free courses. I was doing free videos on YouTube. And of course, that was giving me broad information, right? That was giving me broad level concepts, but it was nothing specific. I was getting information of like, oh, you need to set up a sales page, and oh, you need to set up a funnel, and oh, you need to do Instagram. But I was like, what does that mean for me, right? Like that doesn't help me. So I invested in a course, and it was actually my mentor, Bajor Schooling. He had a course, and that got me a little bit closer. But again, it was a course for personal trainers who wanted to open a bootcamp business. I was so intrigued by potentially opening like my own studio, but I wanted to do this online thing. So it gave me some information, moved me closer, but it still didn't give me a custom blueprint to follow for my own success. So then there I was. I scheduled a call to do Bedros Kalian's 12-month mentorship program, and it right on the application said, can you make a five-figure investment to work with Bedros if you are accepted? I was like, shoot. I literally had $10,000 in my bank account. And I was like, yeah, I guess I would. And then got on the phone with him. He told me like, yes, let's do it. Like, I can help you. This is going to be great. It's a $10,000 investment. You got to pay it in full. You know, there you go. I'm going to send you the payment page and take care of it. So I still remember like overcoming that scarcity mindset. Like, I remember when I started my first bank account at the age of 17, I swore I would never see. I started the bank account with $5. $5. Can you imagine that? Like 17 years old, you start your first bank account, $5. It was like my lunch money. And it was the credit union at my high school, Centerline High School. And I put it in there. I was like, great. Never again in my life will I see $0 in a bank account. And here I was about 25, 26 maybe. And I was literally about to put myself back on E, back on zero. So I made the investment. I had to call my credit card company, verify the charge because it was so freaking large. And then it went through. I used the Chase mobile app. You know, I pulled it, you know, pulled my bank account up right after. And there it was, $0.00. I felt so sick to my stomach. Like, I felt this wave of nausea rush across me. I just purchased a brand new home in Michigan and it had no furniture in there. So I literally laid on the wood floors in the kitchen. I laid down because I was like, what did I just do? All this emotion came rushing back, all the scarcity mindset. What if you fail? What if this was the worst thing ever? Here you are. You're in your mid-20s. You're going to have no money again, dude. What are you doing? You swore this would never happen. Those were the thoughts running into my head. That was the scarcity mindset trying to keep me in the known, keep me in that safety web of not making change. And luckily, I told it to go shut the F up, and I was able to do it because I said, screw it, I'm committed now. But that was all the fear, all the doubt, all the scarcity that was rushing through me. Now, fast forward 2 years later, I mean, geez Louise, if I never would have done that, A, I would have not been where I wanted to be, but that investment became, you know, I've seen so much ROI on it, not just financially, but just an impact in life and all that. And if I wouldn't have done that, I don't know where I would have been today. I'm so afraid to even think about where I would have been today. So that's when I realized something powerful. And this was just a recent realization. Thank you to my friend, John Romanella, for a conversation we had, and he helped me realize this. But, and this is where I'm gonna start teaching you, like what I want you to learn from my experiences and my story, that money is just currency. And currency is what? It's energy, right? So money is energy. Money for an entrepreneur, for anyone who wants growth, and this can apply to someone who is listening to this and maybe wants to invest in coaching for their health, their fitness, or their nutrition. But when you have a goal and you know you need to obtain that goal, but you don't have the resources or the plan or the blueprint to follow for that to get to that goal, money is energy, but money in a bank account is just potential energy. It's lying dormant. It has the potential to do something for you. It has the potential to grow you, to make impact, to come back tenfold, but it only becomes kinetic energy when you invest it in yourself. And that's the first thing I want you to understand, that money is currency. Currency is energy, but when money is left alone in a bank account, accumulating whatever 3% interest per year with the rate of inflation, money in a bank account actually loses money every year. If you didn't know that, I'm not an economist, but It's just truth about money management. Money in a bank account loses money because the rate of expenses and all that keeps going up, and your money will not multiply fast enough to keep up with inflation. So money is potential energy. When you invest it, it becomes kinetic energy. That's when it can come back to you tenfold, okay? So right now, I want you to stop and I want you to think, what have you been potentially holding back on investing in due to feeling like you don't want to take money out of that bank account? Maybe you're like me. Maybe you feel like money was scarce growing up, or it was scarce earlier in your life, and money is safety. I'm going to challenge you to reframe that. If you're not sure what reframe means, go back and listen to the other episode I recorded about reframing, and also the Bedros Kulian episode. We talk a lot about reframing, but it essentially just means you choose a new interpretation of it, because it's your choice. How you interpret any event is your choice, right? The reality that you exist in is the reality that you choose, right? You can't control what happens to you in life. Like, I couldn't control that my mother left home and we had to file bankruptcy, but I can choose the interpretation of that event that, wow, okay, you know, money is not scarce, money is abundant, and money in a bank account is just potential energy, but when I invest, it's kinetic energy. So what can you challenge right now in your own world about money, about safety, about security? What have you been holding off on investing? Maybe a course, maybe a live event, maybe a mentorship or a coaching program. How can you challenge yourself to reframe that money in your bank account will cost you more in pain, failure, frustration, wasted time, compared to investing that money to get a blueprint for success? Instead of investing that money into coaching, into mentorship, into a live event that you can connect with other people and level up. Because guess what, my friend? Money is not our most limited resource. You know what is? Time. Time is our most limited resource. You can't buy more time. Ask Steve Jobs. He was a multi-billionaire, and the man died in late 40s or early 50s from cancer. He had all the money in the world. He could buy a jet. He revolutionized the world with computers, with connection, with Apple, with iTunes, but he couldn't buy more time. And his life was, compared to a lot of people, cut quite short in his 50s, 40s, whatever it was. So you can't buy more time. You should be more afraid about wasting time than wasting money. So right now, maybe you're like how I was of like, oh my God, well, what if I invest this $10,000 into coaching and I lose money? Well, no matter what, it should freak you out more to lose time. So if I didn't invest in that course, I would have spent years. There's no way I would be where I am today. I would have spent years trying to figure it out, getting frustrated by lack of progress, falling on my face more times than I had to, right? Instead of being able to invest that, cut down on wasted time, literally cut the line to success. Think about like you're standing in a long line, like you're standing in line at the airport or you're standing in line to get to, a restaurant or whatever. What if you could invest to move to the front of that line? Would you do it to cut down on wasted time? Most of us would. That's what mentorship is. That's what coaching is. You can invest. You still have to work hard. You still have to bust your butt. You're still going to have to grind and you're still going to make mistakes, but the time wasted is significantly reduced. Why? Because you get to learn from someone else's mistakes, right? All successful people have fallen on their face. You want to know how someone is an innovator and someone has gone first? They have failed more times than they want to ever explain or ever remember. But those failures were feedback to their success. So why not you? Why shouldn't you invest in working with them, find someone who is a few years ahead of where you want to be, find someone who's been where you are now and has achieved a higher level of success that you want to obtain and invest in them. Why? Because success leaves clues, my friend. So whatever they figured out, whatever they had to struggle and, fall over and over on and get frustrated with and learn the hard way with, you can invest in their knowledge and shortcut to success, okay? There are no shortcuts to success besides mentorship. Besides you trying to figure out everything on your own, you can learn from someone else, okay? So that's the other thing. Money is not your most limited resource. I mean, for gosh sake, we print it. Like, it's paper. We literally make it, right? There's trillions and quadrillions, whatever, like zillions, whatever number you want to make up of money in circulation. Money is abundant. Energy is abundant. Time is not. Be more afraid of wasting time. This is something I always tell to anyone when I'm on the phone with them and they're like, well, I think I'm going to try it on my own. I'm very transparent. If they don't want to make an investment in coaching, mentorship, whatever it is. And I always say that, look, time will go by. 6 months will go by. 9 months will go by. A year will go by. And you can keep your money in a bank account, but you will also keep the problems you're facing. And you can ask yourself right now, literally, as you are listening to my words right now, as you're working out, as you're driving your car, I want you to think about, what problem are you trying to solve? Are you trying to grow a coaching business? Are you trying to get more clients? Are you trying to make more impact? Are you trying to figure out this Instagram thing and how to use it? Are you trying to lose weight and get healthier? Are you trying to perform better in the gym and like crush your next CrossFit competition? Great. So you have energy, you have money, you have potential energy in your bank account. If you don't have in your bank account, you have credit cards that you can piece together and make an investment. 12 months is going to go by. Would you rather invest in yourself today, solve those problems you're having, and make exponential growth past your goals? Or would you rather keep the money in your bank account, but also keep the problems you're facing? Time will pass either way, and you'll have to decide on that. So that's something I want to leave you with on that. Now, something else, especially for dietitians and, you know, online coaches, nutrition coaches, you know, why is it, and this is something I think about a lot, why is it that we're told so much, especially as millennials, like we're told so much, oh, debt is unnecessary, debt is bad, don't go into debt, don't go into debt. I had this friend who was an accountant. He's always like, don't go into debt, don't go into debt, don't go into debt, unless it's for school. Oh, okay. So you can go into, I think the average student loan debt is $40,000 to $50,000, but the average starting salary for a new college grad is around $30,000 to $35,000. So that doesn't add up in my mind. Again, I'm not a mathematician by any means, but if you are on average, if we are told on average to never go into debt except for student loans, and on average, we're accumulating around $50,000 in debt plus interest, and the average starting salary for millennials for right out of college is around $35,000. I know for like clinical dietetics, it's a little bit higher than that, but still, that doesn't add up. So why is it that we are so afraid to, now speaking directly to entrepreneurs, why is it that we're so afraid to invest $1,000 into a course that could potentially make us 10 times that money back, or invest, you know, five figures like I did into a mentorship program that can 100% make, you know, like double up on your revenue and come back to you 10, 15, 20 fold in ROI of impact, of money, of value, things like that. Why are we so afraid? We're so conditioned to think debt is bad, but besides school, but really education, it can lead to greater impact, but really education is just theory. It's the application that matters, right? Like, I don't know about you, but when I was in school, I learned a lot of great things. I learned a lot of great concepts. I'm so freaking grateful for my education, but I didn't learn how to make money as a coach. I didn't learn how to coach. I didn't learn how to be an entrepreneur. I didn't learn how to do Instagram, and I didn't learn the things that would actually make me money. I learned how to be a clinical dietitian, but that's not what I wanted to do. I didn't learn how to create impact. I had to learn from the mentors. I literally say this. I say this very like gently, but the $10,000 I spent my first year with Bedros Quinn generated more revenue for me on the back end than my college degree ever did. Okay. Now, of course, I'm a registered dietitian. I love that credential. I love our field. I'm so grateful for that. Yes, I would never regret doing that. But it's everything I did outside of college, all the investments I've made outside of college, all the events I've been to, the connections I've made, the networking, the personal development, that's where the growth has occurred. So I really want to challenge you right now, if you maybe are, you know, battling with some student loan debt, maybe you are balancing with the concept of, you know, I hear this a lot of times from dietitians. Oh, I don't know if I need like business mentorship. I think I need a master's degree. I think I'm going to go get a master's degree before that, or go get an MBA. Look, again, I'm not going to knock formal education. I'm a big mix of formal education and self-education. You need both. But I mean, I'm perplexed to think about, I'll put it to you like this. The millionaire mentors that I work with, John Romanello, Bedros Quinn, Jason Phillips, Amanda Bucci, none of them have MBAs. I don't think any of them have master's degrees. Bedros Quinn didn't go to college. And the dude is a freaking multi-millionaire, brilliant impact creator, going to be a New York Times bestseller. Okay? So I don't think you need an MBA. You need to learn the skills outside of formal education. You need to learn real world application for your field, for coaching, for business, for the things that are occurring right now in the field. And you need to learn from someone who's doing it. That's what you need to learn from, not someone in a classroom who's teaching out of a textbook. You need to learn from someone who's doing it. So again, let me stop myself right here and say, formal education is great. I believe in it, right? So if you want to get an MBA, if you want to get a master's degree, if you want to get a PhD, whatever, great. Do that. Understand, that's great. If that fulfills you, if that's going to help you, great. And I'm sure there are so many wonderful things about an MBA. I don't want anyone to think I'm bashing formal education. I'm not. My wife's a teacher. I love the teaching field. I respect teachers. I'm trying to think of, I was going to say photographer. What is professors? One of my closest friends and someone who inspired me so much was my professor, Mary Wythe from Wayne State. She believed in me before I ever believed in myself. So I love the teaching field, but understand formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. Okay. Go look at any massively successful person in history. They learned in school. Or some didn't even go to school, but a lot learned in school, and then they learned beyond school, okay? So don't trip yourself into thinking that you need more degrees, more credentials, more letters after your name. You need an alphabet soup after your name before you can start making impact, or that is the only thing you need. You need real-world education, real-world application of these things, okay? So if you are invested in an education, great. It's the investments beyond education, networking, courses, personal development, personal coaching, right? In the realm of things that school just won't be able to teach you, okay? Real world application. So that is it. I am already rambling longer than I wanted to, but I hope this was valuable. So I want to know, what is your main takeaway right now? What can you challenge yourself with the money mindset? What have you been holding off doing, okay? Around the money mindset, because we just established that money is currency and currency is energy. And I'll leave you really quick with this one story. So I took my first vacation when I was 23. My girlfriend, who's not my wife, Andrea at the time, she booked us a flight to San Diego. So that was my first vacation. On our last trip last weekend to Arizona, we booked first flight tickets or first class tickets. Okay. First time we've ever done it. And it was advice from one of my mentors to just kind of increase my own money mindset. Cause I still have that scarcity mindset. It's significantly diminished, but it's still there. It's something I know will always be with me. So I have to constantly overcome it. So I increased my energy by sitting in first class, and I looked around at every single person in there, right? I was like a creeper. I was in the front row and turned around. I looked at every single person. I looked them all in their eyes, and I realized those were human beings just like me. There was nothing special about them. There was nothing different about them and me. They were in first class. I was in first class. I deserve to be there. My money mindset, my energy aligned myself that's where I want to be. When I fly now, moving forward, I want to fly first class, right? I'm not saying that greedy or to say, ooh, look at me, I fly first class, but that's the energy I want to operate in. So if the ticket is triple the expense, that's fine, because it's an investment in my energy. It's an investment to have that, to have my wife who has back issues not have to sit in a cramped seat. It's an investment to be able to get right off the flight, sit right in the front row, sit more comfortably so I can get off, be more productive and not be exhausted from, you know, sitting in the back of the plane. It's an investment to have the service, the amazing service, the person bring out the bottle of wine and show me and pour it in a glass cup instead of a freaking Dixie cup. I don't know about you, but I like to drink my wine, my red blend wine in a glass cup, not a freaking Dixie cup. It tastes better. So the investment for me helped me continually overcome that scarcity mindset of saying, you know what? Money is currency. Currency is energy. Me investing in this will help me operate at a higher frequency and higher energy, create more impact for my clients, create more impact in this world, and will come back to me tenfold. So just to show you, I still deal with this. I still walk the walk. That's little ways I help myself get over it, is making investments to increase my energy. So I want to know, what's your one takeaway from this episode? What's the one thing you're going to go do to change the mindset with money? What's one investment or one little actionable step you're going to take? You don't have to go do a five-figure investment like I did. Go get a book. Go get a course, right? Go take a little bit of money and invest in yourself. Increase your energy. Go to a five-star restaurant. Take your partner out to a five-star restaurant. Do something like that, okay? So I want to hear back from you. Shoot me a DM on Instagram, Tony_Stephan, or shoot me an email. As always, my friend, thank you so much for taking the time out to be with me today. I truly appreciate you, and more content coming soon. Thanks.